doichkim, they were like pushing or bolting and sticking out, they were pressing against the curtain, like in bulging out, or bolting the preches. It was bulging out from the curtain, from the preches. V'doimel, and it looked, kemin shnei dod isha. It looked like the two breasts of a woman. Shinema, the posik says, tzeror hamor doideli ben shada yolin. The tzeror hamor, my beloved one, was bundled up like maror and lied between my breasts. That means to say, the badim, they were sticking out like shnei dodim. The Farshim said that pshat is just like the dodi isha, when the isha nurses a child, she gives the nourishment to the child, who had in the Oren, the Torah, that gives the nourishment to Klal Yisrael, to a Jew. Now, we're saying now what the badim was according to the length of the bais, and it was sticking out a little bit, pressing, bulging out from the preches. Now the question is though, minola on the badov lepus yidoron. How do we know the badim was between lepusia, was between the width of the oren, heavy yasvei? Maybe was along the length. How do we know to say the badim was along the width? So therefore, we say now that the width of the oren was between the Mizrach and Marav, and the length of the Oren was between the Dorim and Tzofin, was not according to the length of the Bayis. How do we know to say like this? Sumara says, Dilma, the question is, Dilma li Orka, the Oren heavy Yasvi. Maybe the Badim was according to the length of the Oren. So, again, you have no proof. Maybe the Oren also was according to the length of the Bayis. Sumara says, no. Omer Rav Yehuda, Trey Gavri, the Amto Palgi, Le Mistagilu, that you had to have, we'll soon see, four people hold the Oren on each side of the Badim. So it comes out in between the two Badim, there has to be two people standing there. Now if the Badim was only, was going according to the length of the Oren, so the space in between was like the width of the Oren, which is only 1.5 arms, where it says Amto Palgo, so the Amto Palgi, you can't have two people. As the Mordechai says, I'm of Yudah, Trey Gavri, two people, Biyam Topagim, 1 arm and a half, Le Mistagalu, can't be there. So if it's better, like we're saying now, that Avada, the Badim, went according to the width. And therefore, the in between the two Badim was like the length of the urn. Therefore, there's more space. Therefore, two people could fit in there. Now the Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know the Biyabu Hevi Dorilhu? How do we know that we had four people carrying the Oren? Taki, you have to have two on each side, in between the two Badim were two people. The Pasuk says, V'noso HaKosim Trey, the Kosim carried at least two people. Then also says, Noisei HaMikdash, the one carrying the Mikdash, Nami Trey, Mashm another two. So the kids are together, there were four people carrying the Oren. The Rashi says, HaKosim Shnayim Noisei Oren HaMikdash Shnayim, V'kimo Alavim Es HaMishkan K'shei Reitzim Lachnois Adbo Elu Noisei Oren. So Mashma says 2 times 2, there were 4 people carrying the Oren. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Hishno asor shulchanos osa shleim ha-melech. By the base of Midrash Harishon, shleim ha-melech made 10 new shulchanos. He had one from Moshe, and he made 10 new ones. Shneim HaPosuk says, Vayas shulchanos asorah, that he made the 10 shulchanos. Vayonach beichel, and he put them in the heichel, these 10 shulchanos. Chamishim yamin v'chamishim esmil, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left side. Now, what does it mean to say right and left? V'im taim, if you want to tell me chamishim yamin ha-pesach, 5 shechonos was on the right side of the pesach of the heichel. V'chamishim esmil ha-pesach and 5 shechonos was on the left side of the pesach. In taim, if so, motzino shashulchan v'darim. It comes out the shulchan was on the south side of the heichel. And it's not supposed to be there. The Torah says, that the shulchan should only be on the north side of the heichel, not on the south side. So you can't say it was both on the right and the left side of the Pesach. Then you'll have on the Dorim. Elu rather was like this. What it meant to say, 5 and 5, Elu shall Moshe be emtza, that Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan was in the middle. And now, chamishim yaminoi, there were 5 new ones from Shleima on the right side of Moshe's Shulchan. V'chamishim ismela, there was five new ones on the left side of the Shulchan Shemesha. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, what about this? The Brisa says also the same thing, that Esther Menorahs Asa Shleimai. Shleimai Melech made 10 new menorahs for the Beis HaMikdash. Shleimai the Pasuk says, Vayas Esa Menorahs Hazav Esther, that Shleimai made 10 golden menorahs. Kimishpat, just like the Mishpat, the way Moshe Rabbeinu has made his. And Vayitam Eichel, that Shleimai put these 10 menorahs in the Eichel. And also says the same Lashon, Chamishim Yimin, Chamishim Yismail, 5 on the right, 5 on the left. Now what does it mean? V'yimtoim, if you want to tell me Chamishim Yimin HaPesach, 5 on the right side of the Pesach, V'chamishim Yismail of HaPesach, and 5 on the left side of the Pesach of the Heichom, and came and saw, comes out, Metzin the Menorah, but Sofen. So come out, you can have the Menorah, at least 5 of them, will be on the north side of the Heichom. And V'yatarim, the Torah says no, the Torah says, V'yas HaMenorah Nechach HaShulchan. The menorah has to be on Durm's side, the opposite of the Shulchan. So what do you mean to say on both sides of the Pesach? Ela rather means like this, Shel Moshe Biemtza. That Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah was in the middle. And therefore these new 10 that Shlomo made, Chamisha Mimino, 5 was on the right side of it, for Chamisha Mismilo, 5 was on the left side of it. Now, Tony Chodem, one brayso we learned, Machatzi you know where these menorahs were, they were like half of the Heichol inwards. For Tony Chod, another verse that says, Mishlish HaBayis Lefnim, from only a third of the Bayis inwards were these menorahs, Hoyu Menachem. So where's the stira? Someone says, like Kasha, there's no Kasha. Mar Kachoshev Bayis Kodesh HaKadoshim Ba'adi Heichol. If you said only one in one third, that's because you include the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the measurements of the Heichel. So the whole big thing together only went in one third. But Mother says it went halfway in, Lekachoshev Bayis Kodesh HaKadoshim Ba'adi Heichel. He does not include the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Heichel. We're only talking about the Heichel itself. Therefore, the Heichel itself, the menorahs went in halfway. Tanu Rabbanan, word like this, Mizrach Umarev Hoyu Menachem. Where exactly did they put all these Shechonis? They put them between Mizrach and Marach, meaning according to the length of the Heichel. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. We have Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, he says no. Tzofan v'dorm. It went according to the width, not the length, but it went between Tzofan and Dorm. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he says these Shechonis went according to the length of the Heichel? Because Gomam Menorah, he learns out the Shulchan from the Menorah. Ma Menorah, just like the Menorah, Mizrach and Mariv was going according to the length of the Bayis. Between Mizrach and Mariv, Afhani Nami, these Shulchanos also were between Mizrach and Mariv, according to the length of the Heichel. Now, a Menorah, Gufim, how do we know the Menorah itself was also between Dorim, between Mizrach and Mariv? Kidim, the Pasuk says, B'Neam HaRavi, about the Neam HaRavi, the Pasuk says, Yarach Oysa Yarwan, Lefnei Hashem, that this one Neam HaRavi, this was considered Lefnei Hashem. Nechlau de Kulu, La Lefnei Hashem, all the rest of them were not called Lefnei Hashem. If it was between Sofen and Dorim, they should all be considered Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says, Midichsiv, B'Neam HaRavi, Lefnei Hashem, Nechsiv, Yarach Oysa Yarwan, Lefnei Hashem, Nemash, Mois Lefnei Hashem, V'Yenach Lefnei Hashem, Al Mechadu De'avei Kapim, as only one facing towards Marav, Litzad Beis Kodesh Kodoshim, Alma Mizrach and Marav Menachem, they are between Mizrach and Marav. The Yachid and Shotzad Marav Kula Nemaravi, and the one towards Marav, that's called Nemaravi. That's the right, the Menorah itself was facing the length of the Bayis. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, my time, what does he say? No, that the Shulchan was according to the width of the Bayis, because Goma Miyorn, he learns it out from the Oren. Ma'oren, just like the Oren we had before, was between Sofen and Dorim, the width of the Bayis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haninami, the Shulchan also, was the Sofen of Dorim, facing the width between north and south. Now, what's the Machlokes? For Rebbe Fred Gemara Nami, Ligma Miyorn, what is learned out from the Oren to say when according to the width? What is learned out from the Menorah when according to the length? Sateretus Poshid, Don and Chutz Michutz, the Shulchan and the Menorah were both outside in the Heichel, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we learn out the Shulchan from the Menorah and not from the Orin that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If so, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Ligma Menorah, how come he learns out the Shulchan from the Oren, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why doesn't he better learn it out from the Menorah that it was facing Mizrach HaMarav according to the length of the Bayis? Omaloch, so Reb Lozer Lentz even tell you, Menorah Gufa Tzofim V'Dorim Hevei, Menucha. He also holds that the Menorah was according to the width of the Bayis between Tzofim and Dorim. It says Yarach Oisei Aron Abonov. It's a mashma that only one Ner was between Lufnei Hashem, and if the whole Menorah was between Tzofen and Dorim, so all the Neres were facing towards Marav's side. Someone says no, the Mitzad Luat Dudei. They're all facing towards the middle. The right side, like the picture in Rashi, that the right side was facing towards the left, and the left side was facing toward the right side. They're all facing towards the middle one, which was the Ner Maravi. The Tanya, it says in the Pasuk, we learned like this, El Mul Pneham Nero Yiru Shiva Saneris. Malamra comes to teach us, Show you Mitzadadin Pneham Kalfi Neram Tsoi, that the three on the right side and three on the left side were all facing the middle Ner Maravi. And the Ner Maravi is called the middle one according to this Mandi Yama. So Kitzi, he holds even the Menorahs between Safin and Durim. Therefore, he holds to Adin, the Shulchan was also between Tzofen and Dorim, the width, not the length. Omar Rebbe Nosin, Mikan, from here we learn out, Shem Tzoy Meshubach, that the middle Ner, that was the best one, they were both sides were facing the middle one, that was considered the Ner Maravi. Samar says, Bishloim it's good Laman the Yom Mizrach Umariv, that the Shulchanis were facing the length of the bias of the Hechel, Hainu Devi Yasvi Yasara Bi Esrim. That's why it's good where you could have 10 in 20. Like Rashi says, like we had before, that the Shechonis was half for the bias inside. So therefore, you have these 10 Shechonis, which each Shechon was 2 Amis long, so it's 20 Amis. Even though the half of it was 20 Amis, so it's laid off. Some of it could be sticking out into the other. If it says the Chatzi Abayis Lofnim, doesn't mean exactly Chatzi. It could be a little bit more. So it's good. But Elo Laman Diyom Etzofim V'Dorim, if you tell me what, that the Shechonis were facing the width of the Bayis, if so Yud B'chof Heche Ebi, the width of the Heche was only 20 Amis. So how could you have 10 Shechonis, which was exactly 20 Amis, fit into 20 Amis? Vesu, secondly, Kanam Heche Ebi, how did the Kanam walk in? There is no room for the Kanam to walk in. Vesu, Matzino He Shechonis Shebedorim, it's going to come out now, 5 of these Shechonis was on the Durham side. And we came out now, the Shulchan has to be on the Tzofen side, not on the Durham side. Vesu, Shulchan de Moshe Echev Manachlu. Where did they put the Shulchan of Moshe? If the Shechonis went according to the width, and they covered up the complete 20 Yamas of the width, so where was Moshe Shulchan? Samura says, no, the time according to your time, even among the Yom Mizrach Amarev, Nami, Shulchan de Moshe Echev Manach, even if you say it went the length, so good, it was 20 Amis, half of the length. So even when it says a little extra, wasn't a meduyik, but I call upon him, where did they put the Shulchan Shemaisha? Ella, what do you have to answer? Mi Sarbut, who told you? Chadore Heve, who told you it was one row of all 10, one after another? It could be the Pshat is Trey Doraninu. There were two different rows, like the picture you have on the top side of Rashi and Tzadik Tessia. There were two different rows, 5 and 5. And the one of Moshe was in the middle. Therefore, even though it went according to the width of the bias, you only had 5 going across. So 5 times 2 is only 10. It was only taking up 10 Amis. And the width was 20 Amis. Therefore, there was space for everything. And the Yor fit tak on the Tzofen side. Nothing had to go on the Durham side. All right.
Well, we'll continue on the other side.